Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's begin by centering our hearts in a moment of silence as we go before our Lord. Gracious, loving, and merciful God, hear our prayers offered to you this day. Father, we bring our joys, our sorrows, our concerns, our strengths, our weaknesses. We bring it all before you, for you see us as we are. Though we may put on a good front or we may do a good act, you know our heart, you know what is there. And Father, we bring it to you this morning, not in fear and trembling, but in love, seeking grace and mercy, seeking your peace, your presence, your forgiveness, seeking your strength, your provision. Father, seeking a deeper, more personal relationship with you that allows us to love in ways that are beyond our current imagination, to open our hearts, to reach out, and to share. Father, we do come with many needs and concerns, not only of our relationship with you, but with others. In a little while, we'll say the Lord's Prayer, and in that, we'll ask to be forgiven as we have been forgiven. So, Father, maybe we need some help to let things go, to forgive others. And, Father, maybe we even need a little more help to forgive ourselves and to trust that if you have forgiven it, it is forgiven. And Father, we pray for the many needs we've lifted to you. They seem so great, so dire, but you are an awesome God. You are on the throne. And Father, we pray that your will be done in everything and give us grace, peace, and patience, wisdom and discernment to see and to know that you are at work in ways that we cannot see, to accomplish things we cannot imagine, and that you are with us always. And Father, as we bring the concerns within our congregation before you, Father, we bring the concerns in other churches, and we pray for them. We pray for every church that believes that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way unto God. We pray for evangelists. We pray for missionaries. We pray for other faith communities around the world that their message would hold fast that Jesus Christ is Lord. And Father, we pray for our leaders, our students as they are returning to school, our teachers, staff, and faculty as they return a little early. God, let us meet in grace and love, realizing we don't know the whole story for either. And Father, today as we continue that prayer, we pray for the leaders not only in our schools, but our community. We pray for the leaders in our nation. Father, we would pray that you would lead them, that you would guide them, that you would convict their hearts of morality, integrity, truth, and honesty, care, compassion, concern, that they would embody biblical leadership and share it in the world. And Father, we do pray for the many needs within our hearts and lives around the world, for those who serve, who care. And Father, we would pray that you would comfort those who suffer, those who mourn, those who are sick, those who are recovering, for those in facilities that are being cared for those who give care. Father, we pray today for love, grace, and mercy, for your peace and presence in their hearts and in their lives. And now let us pray as he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.